This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. I got this bet payoff that's lurking. We also have Jared Sandler to get to. He's brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing.
Oh, shoot. Is this Jared right here?
Is Sands up right now?
I don't know.
If Sands isn't here, we can do the bet payoff now.
Oh, well, then let's spank.
Okay. The bet payoff's the Coach McCreary, DeKalb County, fired for hitting his players with his shoe as punishment for violating team rules. I still have...
Who throws a shoe?
Five bet payoffs to get out of the way before the start of the new season. So we're gonna do the Coach McCreary here as we wait for Ron Washington. Which one of you guys wants to get up and hit me with your shoe? By the way, Ron Washington's going to stay on medical leave for the remainder of the 2025 season. That is breaking news. The G-Bag Nation has a 15-year history of being Ron worshipers. We love the guy. The work that he did, the fun that he made it is outstanding. We just hope that he gets well soon. Yeah. Sands here?
Yeah, Sands is here, and my shoes are really big and clunky, bro.
Which ones you got?
These are chunky Pumas.
Okay.
Dude, probably about as
look how big and chunky that thing is.
Oh, those are perfect. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, it's a good visual.
Yeah, you need a nice little chancleta to get on them cheeks, though.
Okay, those are some Jordans. Those are like some Dunks or something, right? Those will be fine. I can tell. Please do not take it easy on me. We'll do it after we talk with Jared Sandler here about these Rangers. It's brought to you by Blue Nail. I want the pop. Yeah. Like to go viral. Okay, Sanchez is brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. What's up, dude?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Well, Ron's going to be out for the rest of the year, huh? What else do you know?
I don't know much. I just sent a few texts to some of his former players who I know keep up with him regularly. Mm-hmm. And they're all a little surprised because when they checked on him, when the news first was released that he was going to step away for a little bit, he assured them, hey, it's going to be okay. We'll be all right. But obviously things have changed. So, I really didn't overlap with Wash. I filled in part-time a little bit in 2014. I was actually there the day that the news broke that he was no longer the manager. But I don't know him well enough to reach out to him, and I don't even have his number, I don't think. But we've got some people on the case, and obviously a lot of people are – they're thinking about Wash because he's such a big part of their life. And it was apparent earlier today at the luncheon for Elvis Andrews just how much of an impact Wash still has on a lot of players from those teams.
So what can you tell us about the Elvis festivities?
Well, it was great. I'll tell you, there are two different panels. Eric Nadell did one with Ferguson Jenkins, Buddy Bell, and Eric, who's the other person? Charlie Huff, who we're
gonna
have on the
old school group
Yeah, we're gonna have Charlie on the pregame show. And then I was able to chat with Adrian, Michael, Mitch Moreland, and Matt Harrison. It was a lot of fun. We had undercover meth dealers, Playboy subscriptions, Haitian Playboy models. And crying. Those were all just some of the topics that were covered in that luncheon. It was a blast, and as you'd imagine, in an Elvis Andrews event, there were a lot of laughs, and his teammates, the panel I was able to moderate, they had a lot of great stories about Elvis that had people rolling pretty much for 20 straight minutes.
How are we doing on the Jacob deGrom near-perfect game, no-hitter storyline? Would they have let him go to what number of pitches, and is there any change of plans here for the second half of the season?
Nothing yet as far as second half of the season. The Rangers obviously being off yesterday, that means that Jacob will have a built-in off day before his next start. I spoke to him a couple weeks ago, just not about days off or whatever. We're just talking about the schedule, and he doesn't like more than just that one extra day off. He doesn't like pitching on 7 days rest or anything like that. I don't know if that was a factor in, why he started on Wednesday and maybe not in this Mariners series. Also, you can't just in late June totally, with young pitchers especially who are in the rotation, not Jacob. It's tough to play rotation gymnastics this early. But as far as the plan in the second half, I think, for him as a veteran, as a guy who has thrown a lot of innings before, it'll probably be we'll play it by ear. We don't need to have anything concrete. I do think that, they will continue to look for opportunities to save some bullets here or there, depending on the way the game's going. If For instance, if he gave up...
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
That one hit in the second inning, I don't know that he would have come out for the eighth, right? They were up 7-0. They don't need to push it. And as far as the limit, his pitch count was, you know, pretty strong in a positive way, Gavin. So I think that had he not given up the hit, unless he would have had like a 30-pitch inning in there, I don't know that they would have pulled the plug. I think they would have let him you know, go and see where it went. And, you know, he hasn't thrown a no-hitter before, and I think that, you know, they respect that was, you know, if it was something that he wanted to pursue, well, all right, we'll let him do it as long as the pitch count wasn't crazy. I don't think he would have seen 115 or anything like that, but he wasn't trending in that direction.
I mean, he's 37, right? So
yeah.
What do you think if it's September 30th, we've advanced to the playoffs and he's at 198 innings?
Well, I don't think that they'll get there, right? Okay. Now, to play along with your hypothetical, you know, it's just – a part of the frustration of this conversation, Gavin, and this is one thing I have talked to Jacob about, no one has any idea, right? You know, we talk so much about velocity being a big factor. Mm-hmm. Cody Bradford barely touches 90 on starts, and you know, when he's on the mound, and he's having Tommy John now, right? And He's not even a big breaking ball guy either. So those are the two big notions, right? We don't know. I think what we do know is that max effort guys are maybe more susceptible. But it's not foolproof because, again, Cody Bradford's not max effort, but neither is Jacob DeGrom.
Nice.
Right? Jacob DeGrom's not a max effort guy. So I don't know. I'll tell you this. I'd love to be sitting at, you know, September 30th with baseball beyond 162. I think September 28th is the final date. Whatever. You know, they need to get to that point first, obviously, and hopefully they can. But, yeah, I think that they'd like for Jacob to be around 160, 170 in the regular season, and then, you know, in the postseason, hey, we'll go from there. And I'll tell you this with Jacob, he's dying to pitch in the postseason, right? So I think, I think he's going to be on board with, you know, whatever that means.
Still don't see a lineup posted. Are we waiting on Wyatt or any buzz?
Yeah, I think they're waiting, not whether Wyatt's going to be in the lineup, but whether they feel like they want to make a roster move. Wyatt's not going to be in the lineup tonight, and I think they're just trying to determine, hey, do we think that Wyatt can be ready to go tomorrow or the next day? And if not, I think they'll make a roster move. So you're not going to see Wyatt in the lineup tonight. I imagine that the lineup is going to look with a righty Logan Gilbert on the mound. Nothing crazy. I would think Alejandro Osuna would likely be in the lineup. And my guess is Jonah Heim's going to be behind the plate, especially coming off the game he had on Wednesday. Other than that, it's probably going to be a pretty straight-up lineup.
Last thing, obviously, Evo back. He goes tonight, but have they decided tomorrow and Sunday who's going to be pitching?
Yeah, I think you're going to see Rocker and Leiter this weekend. So see how some of the young bucks do. Brian Wu's going to pitch for Seattle tomorrow. He's been one of the best pitchers in baseball. And that's a big part of what makes Seattle tough is, you know, their rotation is so good with Wu and Gilbert and George Kirby, Bryce Miller, and Luis Castillo. I mean, those five guys, those are five guys who, if they haven't been an all-star in their career before, you know, they've got all-star type chops. So no breaks for the Rangers on the Mariners front, and the Rangers are going to hope that some of the young guys get things going on Saturday and Sunday.
Thank you, Sands. Have a great weekend. Let's get 2-3, and we'll talk Monday from the Globe. We're at the Globe Monday, by the way.
All right, I'll be out there. Thank you, guys.
See you, buddy. There he goes. Jared Sandler brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing here in the GBAC Nation. We have 1.5 minutes until we got to go to break here at the top of the hour. Gentlemen, can you produce your shoes? And come in. I think we're going to be able to get these just three in a row. Just bam.
Oh,
bam.
You just want to go bang, bang, bang.
I want to be up on the microphone position. You know, I felt a little vulnerable laying down earlier in the 2 o'clock segment when Chief hit me. So if I could just stand here, plus it'll be good for the acoustics of the microphone and maybe my audio reactions. You can watch us at 105thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. Here's a former D1 long snapper, Brian Broaddus. Oh, you missed.
Oh, you missed.
You missed. That was a bad hit. Go ahead and do that again, Brian.
Oh, that was like body.
My right shoulder's on fire, so I had to go left-handed. And
that's all he had? That was pathetic.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
I feel like there's pressure now.
Wolchuk. Lucius is on his way in. I think Carter Freeman's scared, too.
Probably. I have Carter's shoe.
You had Carter's shoe?
All right,
you don't want to bring your shoe. Oh, okay, that side. That's my bad hip.
Okay, I'll go the other side.
Yeah.
I don't want a bad hip.
Let's get some athleticism into this, Wolchuk. Oh, come on, dude. That's play. That no. Come on. Nah, you know, Lucius, get over here, Lucius. No, that's not a hit. Okay. Yeah. Are you chicken?
I'm a little tight.
I know Lucius has been dying to hit me here for about a decade and a half. Yeah, pause. Okay, here we go. Really, really.
Lucius
really,
going with the opposite end of the shoe.
See? Yeah.
I think it's a little bit harder standing up.
It is.
It's harder standing up?
We don't,
that's as hard as you can hit. Yeah, yeah. Swing that thing
there's
like a baseball
bat. There's
not
a lot of room
to
work with over there.
Pause. Yeah, pretty good.
Pretty good.
I think we need to go with a stronger shoe, to be honest.
I think to me, like,
ring boots?
My right shoulder, I can't do anything with my right shoulder. That's why I have to go left-handed.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't think you guys have enough power to get it out of the infield.
That's why I was asking asking Chief to do it
weak.
For me. Yeah, I might.
Wow.
I admit my right shoulder is not going to get it done.
Coach McCreary gets fired for that?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe there's some big old Doc Martin boots or something.
Nah, you're good, man.
Okay, we got four more to go here. It's the G-Bag Nation.
So you got one of them out of the way. You got four more to go.
Yeah, but before week one, I guess we got 69 days before Cowboys
Eagles. I have three of my. I think I'm going to try and knock out three at training camp. Do something crazy.
We could bring paddles.
That'll be
fine. Next time.
Yeah. Paddles, belts.
Maybe we do paddles.
You know, something. I maybe the shoe wasn't sturdy enough.
My shoe's really bendy. Yeah,
bam.
Mine's very bendy.
All right. What you drinking? What you thinking?
You need a sandal, a chancleta.
There, okay.
Yeah, those ones.
Yeah.
Bow, bow.
Yeah.
They get the bend real, to them.
Like a Spanish grandma uses.
Yes.
Bow, bow, bow.
The hard bottom.
Yeah.
You know, bang. That's what I was thinking we were getting into here, but we'll do better next time. Okay. What you drinking? What you thinking? Coming up next, your phone calls are welcome at 877-881-1053, and we're back here. It's the G-Bag Nation and the Fan.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 GO Men's T or mensteclinic.com.